What do you hope this book will inspire among teachers and education professionals?
One of the things I hope it inspires is to give back to the teacher, to the profession, a sense of importance. In the last decades, I would say, going back to the 80s even, we have lived time of more or less sort of critical attitude, public attitude towards teachers. At the same time, with the demands on the teaching profession have increased. Teachers are probably the group of people in a society with whom everyone spends the most time, from preschool age to higher education, as a learner and then as a parent. So teachers have an incredible strong role, a strong function as a role model, but also as a model as far as knowledge and learning and understanding is concerned. The hope is also that teachers realize that having such an important, potentially important influence on people, they also have an important responsibility for change in society. You can't expect from education a short-term effects immediately, but in the medium and long term, no sustainable change happens without the education professionals taking it on and educating for it. So that's one hope. And the last hope, or the last intention, was that it leads to an open public debate and reflection on the role of teachers, the role of education professionals, and the role of schools.
Let me take you up on that. Do you understand the public anxiety about the standards of teachers?
There's a lot of talk about quality education, and I totally agree. Everybody has a right to quality education. Then we also need to define quality. What is quality education? Quality education needs to take on these transversal competences, the development of the transversal competences of education for democracy, and not only education for, let's say, economic success. If people's concern with the quality of teachers is only on the quality of their academic knowledge, then I do not share this concern that much. If it's on their role as educators and also as teachers for democracy, yes, then I do.
There is a genuine concern that the standard of state education is not what it was a generation ago. Do you think that is a cultivated anxiety, or do you think that's a real, genuine situation that needs to be dealt with?
Schools in the current state in general, not in all the schools, of course, but in as a trend, have taken the fun out of learning. And there is an obvious inner emigration of learners, of pupils. This fact leads to the results that you mentioned, that people that don't come out of school with the basic competences of reading and writing. The solution is not just in the capacities of the individual teacher, but it's the whole undertaking of school education, which needs to be rethought. We have had an education that is not so much developing the individual capacity to think creatively, divergently, constructively, but who is much more focused on the repetition of canonized knowledge.
Does your book then act as a signpost towards returning fun to education?
I would like to think so, yes. Curiosity, because the biggest motivating force for learning is curiosity. And curiosity normally is fun as well for learners. You just have to look at situations where even so-called difficult students, once their imagination is caught, they produce the most amazing results. So the book hopefully also reminds readers of that there are probably better ways of mobilizing the learning potential of learners than we are currently using.